Can people hear me?
Yes, Rebbe.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Good. Okay, so we left off before Shabbos. We left off on Vav on the base. And on the top of Vav on the base, the Gemara quotes a braisa that one can be in violation of Baal Teachah either Shalosh Regalim or a Shana, a whole year. Even if you can have Shalosh Regalim without having a whole year, let's say Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, so Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, and then Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei. It's only 6.5 months, so a little over 6 months. So it's already Baal Teachah. Or if you have a Shana, a whole year, without having Shalosh Regalim, then you violate Baal Teachah. So the Gemara says, how is it possible to have a Shana without Shalosh Regalim? The Gemara says, either one or the other, either a whole year without Shalosh Regalim. So the Gemara finally says, if you hold the Shalosh Regalim, don't have to be Kisidron, and you can violate if you have Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shalosh Kisidron, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, and the year that he took the neder, or the year that he designated the animal, whichever it was, Shavuos was, let's see, Shavuos was, the Gemara quotes, Shavuos can either be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th. Kedetani Rav Shmaya, that's right in the middle of Avim Aveis. Rav Shmaya presented a braisa that Atzeres Shavuos is sometimes Hey, sometimes Vav, sometimes Zayin. When? So the braisa explains. If Nis and Ir are both Choser, then Shavuos is the 50th day after the 49 days of Sfir Simon, the next day is Shavuos. So both Nisan and Ir are Choser, so then Shavuos will be the 7th. If they're both Mole, then Shavuos will be the 5th. And if it's the way it normally is, that every other month is Mole, every month is Choser, so Nisan has 30 days and Ir has 29 days. So then Shavuos, that's what Baya, Shavuos is always on the 6th of Sivan. But it's not a calendaric date, the 6th of Sivan. It depends on the 50th day after the 49 days of Sfir Saim. So the year that he took the Neder, Shavuos, again, Shavuos was on the 5th. And he was Mafresh the Korban, and took the net he took the net after Shavuos. He took the net after Shavuos, and that year, let's say Shavuos was early. Shavuos was on the 5th. Of Sivan. So he took the neder, so you have to have Shalosh Regalim will be Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. So he won't be in violation of Baal Teachah, Shalosh Regalim, until Shavuos comes to a close. So, and the first year when he took the neder, Shavuos was early. So he took the neder on Shavuos, or the day after Shavuos. Took the neder on Vav. And the end of the third year, so when it comes the third year, Shavuos is on Zion Sivan. So when it comes above Sivan, it's already a whole year has gone by, and it's still not yet Shalosh Regalim. So that's what the braisa says. You can violate Baal Teachah either Shalosh Regalim or a Shana. And it's possible that a whole year goes by, and it's still not Shalosh Regalim. That's what the Gemara answers. Or the Gemara says, perhaps according to Rebbe, there's a din if you sell... there's a din of gulas batim in Eretz Yisrael. There's stei achuza and there's stei nikna. Stei achuza means I got this karka in Eretz Yisrael birusha, and if it's a stei nikna means I bought it from someone else. It's a, and when it comes yom kippur shel yevel, it's gonna go back to the original owner. If a person gets something birusha, then when it comes yom kippur shel yevel, it doesn't go back. If you got birusha, you keep it. If a person bought it, then it's a din in the chumash that stei nikna goes back to the owner. What if someone gave me a matana? It's neither birusha nor b'mechira. So it doesn't say b'feirish in the chumash. That's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether matana kemecha or matana is not kemecha. We pass matana kemecha. They're just like a mechira. The one who sold it to me gets it back when it comes yom kippur shel yovel. So too, not only a mecher goes back, a matana also goes back. Reb Meir, machlokes hamei nachacham, whether matana kemecha. In Europe before the war, a few years before the war, there was machlokes of chaimers and other gedolim. What's the din of someone's, it doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere, what's the din? somebody was mafke his field. The person has a stei achuza, he's mafke the field, and another person is zeicha min ahefke. Does he have to give it back when it comes Yom Kippur shel Yovel or not? So they quoted that that was a dispute. They know Makaris and the Gemara. That was machlokes Rav Chaim Oizer and other gedolim. What's the din there, I said? Let's say in yesterday's Sedra, at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, it tells that Shevet Menashe came to ask Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu, the nice slavchad belonged to Shevet Menashe. And if they'll marry out of the Shevet, then when they die, the Yerusha will go to the other Shevet. So what's going to be? So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hayru Ashur that Chobas Hereshes Nachlo shouldn't marry out of a Shevet. And the Gemara explains that that Hayru Ashur applied to everybody else except for Benai Slavchad. That the whole shadow was because of Benai Slavchad, and the Hayru Ashur didn't apply to Benai Slavchad. That's what Dara Chaim HaChumash asked. How did the Tanaim come up with such a wild idea? The whole shayla, the pashut pshat from the pasuk, the whole shayla was that Benai Slavchad, and the Chazal say that it didn't apply to them. So the answer is because by the Benai Slavchad it says Zeh Hadavar Shatziv Hashem. Zeh Hadavar has the connotation of a din lederus. That's the first Rashi on Parshas Matos. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei that all the Nevi'im, including Moshe Rabbeinu, say Nevuah the start of Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu has sometimes a higher level of Nevuah. He says Zeh Hadavar Shatziv Hashem. What's the difference? Zeh Hadavar means a din that's lederus. And the only Navi has dinim lederus is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the concluding pasuk in Vayikra, concluding pasuk in Bamidbar. Eila hamitzvus asher tziv Hashem is Moshe. So the Gemara, the first daf in Megillah, quotes a pasuk. The Marsha is not pasuk, not sure. The Marsha and Megillah, the base is not sure whether the Gemara is quoting the concluding pasuk in Michul Kaisai, or the Gemara is quoting the concluding pasuk in Masei. But the both psukim say practically the same thing, lemaisa, that Eila hamitzvah, Eila is a niyah. These and only these are the mitzvahs that are binding the doras, those that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. A Novi Rasha Eila Chadish Dovah Me'ata. No other Novi outside of Moshe Rabbeinu is ever given, not before Moshe, not after Moshe. No other Moshe, no other Novi is ever given a din l'doras. That's the Rambam has that as one of the Ikori Hamunah. How did the Rambam decide what's an Iker and a Munah? So it seems historically, whatever was a debate between the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims, so that's an Iker and a Munah. So we believe in monotheism, so the Christians believe in the Trinity. So that's an Iker and a Munah. So a lot of Ikerim that the Rambam didn't mention, because there never was historically, there was never a dispute about them. Hashgacha Pratis, Bechira Chavshis. Hashgacha Pratis is listed, but Bechira Chavshis is not mentioned. It's self-understood, because everybody believed in that, yeah. So the Muslims believe that Muhammad was a prophet, and he came and he changed all the laws. And Yoshke changed all the laws also. So the Rambam has an ikah. We believe Zosat Torah Lassim Mochlefes. He can't change any laws in the Torah. So then the Rambam writes in the Pirush on Mishnayis and the Perigid on Noshe, the Machleg Satanayim, whether the mitzvah of Gid on Noshe was given to Bnei Yaakov, was only given at Har Sinai. So the Rambam says, not like Tosfos, not that it's a machlokes. When was the din of Gid on Asher given? The Rambam quotes the Bereishis Rabba, the Gid on Asher was given to Yaakov Avinu. The machlokes Hatanaim is why the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Gid on Asher, why is it still binding Bizman Hazeh? Is it binding because it was given to Yaakov Avinu? Or did we say no? And he said, we paskin no. We paskin mitzvahs that are binding Lederis are only those that are told by Moshe Rabbeinu. No Novi before, no Novi after. Is ever given a din lederus? They're only given hayru ashur. So here it says zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem b'nei slavchad. What it means zeh hadavar is a din lederus asher tziva. The term tziva is also a technical term. It means a din that's not lederus. So hayru ashur is not called tziva. We pointed out in Parshas Bo, it says b'nei Yisrael knocked on the next door neighbor's doors and they asked for matanis bizas mitzrayim. So it says in the Chumash b'nei Yisrael also kidvar moshe. Then it says that they brought the Korban Pesach. It says that Bnei Yisrael also kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. So the Kedusha Slevi on Parshas Bo points out why is there Shinoi Loshen? Why by Bizas Mitzrayim, by knocking on the next on neighbor's door, it says Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. With respect to Korban Pesach, Bnei Yisrael also kasha tziva. So the answer is because Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Tzav quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifra, that Ein Loshen Tzav, El Loshen Ziris Miyadu Lederes. And the Rambam writes, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives 14 klolim. First half of the Sefer HaMitzvah gives the 14 guiding principles that determine when any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs or not. So first he says you only include the mitzvahs that are deraisa. You don't include mitzvahs that are derabbanan. So it says Taryag mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Then he says you only include things that are pshutu shel mikra, whatever is a drasha of Torah Shabbal Peh. And every generation they can come up with more drashas. So you don't throw out the other mitzvahs because you came up with a new mitzvah. So it means you start with 613 mitzvahs with pshutu shel mikra. Then the third klal, the third ikar in the Rambam is, in the 14 guiding principles, you only include a mitzvah that's noig l'doros. So that's what he complains, why they included bezus, why they included the trum, why the Bahag included the trumas ameches. Why did the Bahag include trumas ameches? The Gemara said, b'feris only haruah shor. So the answer is, it says, b'nei Yisrael also kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, and the soldiers did kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe. So the Chumash uses the word tziva. So how can you say it's not a mitzvah? It says in the Chumash that it's a mitzvah. But it's only haruah shor, and it's only called the mitzvah, it's noig l'doros. So the Ramban works on that kasha. So the first answer that the Ramban gives is very difficult. Ramban says, maybe it is a din l'doros. Maybe whenever the army is successful in battle, and they take over a lot of property, so maybe it's a din l'doros that you have to give. So the Megillas Esther said, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos says, beferish. And Perakatay, the Gemara said, beferish, that trumas amech is only haruah shor. So someone showed me last week, the Babich Rebbe has in one of his sichas a teretz on this, that the what they gave to the Levium, what the soldiers gave to the Levium, that's a din l'doros. What Bnei Yisrael gave to the Kohanim, that's only haruah shor. That's very difficult. The Pashta says everything is only haruah shor. Pashta says in the Gemara that everything Trumas Amech is only haruah shor. Not that one was a din l'doros, one was a haruah shor. So the Pashtun says, like the second answer that the Ramban gives to defend the Bahag, why the Bahag included Trumas Ameches, he says, sometimes you have a din l'doros, sometimes you have a haruah shor, but there's no kiyum l'doros. Moshe Rabbeinu's instructor, haremis matcha halayam uvka ehu. So that was once in the history of the world, and if we'll repeat it again, even if we will accomplish an osur or a moifes, there's no chiyum and there's no kiyum. Same thing, knock on the next neighbor's door, on Erev Pesach, and ask for matonis. Even if my goyish and next day neighbor will give me matonis, and Erev Pesach, I'm going to tell him tonight is my holiday, and God commanded me I should knock on the door and ask for presents. Even if he gives me a present, there's no chiyum and there's no kiyum. You're not yoisi anything. But to give, but to be magdish something to hegdish, trumas ameches, they gave, they didn't give hegdish, they donated to the Kohanim and donated to Levim, matnas Levim. So there is such a kiyum l'doros. They give the rachov talad matnas klunim. So apparently here, even though the chiyum was only haruah shor, but the kiyum is l'doros. So again, here by the Benoit Slavchet, it says, ze adover shetziv Hashem. Ze adover is a technical term. The Kedusha Slavi says that only applies to dinim that are noig l'doros. And shetziv Hashem is a technical term that only applies to mitzvahs. So you see that what he told Benoit Slavchet is a din l'doros. What did he tell him? They can marry anybody they want. That's how the Gemara understood it, that the haruah shor, that you're not allowed to marry out of the tribe, only applied to all the other chobasi reshes nafla, did not apply to Bnei Slavchet. But the pasuk says, rak mi mishpacha savichem, that was a recommendation. The Gemara understands, that wasn't a tziva, that was a recommendation, that you're going to have a Sephardi marry an Ashkenazi, it's a different background, you're going to have an Israeli marry an American, it's a different culture. So it's going to be a problem of a shidduch. How are they going to have shalom bais? So that was a recommendation that the Reis Lofchi, the din was, the din l'doros. They can marry whomever they want. You can marry whoever you want. And we're recommending, it's a good idea, marry someone from your family so you have a similar background, similar minhagim and so on. You won't have any friction about the background. So the Torah says when the Bas Yeresh is Nachla is going to die, the Yerusha will go to a different Shevet. Why? So the Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanaim. Is it because Habal Yeresh is Ishtoi? Or should we assume no? Habal Yeresh is Ishtoi is only Midrabanan. It's rather because Haben Yeresh is Imai. Because if the wife dies, her children will get the Yerusha, not her husband. Yerusha Habal maybe is only Midrabanan. It's machlekes hatanaim, and it's machlekes the Rambam and the Raivi. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Nachlis that Habal Yerusha Sishtei is only midrabanan, and the Raivi paskins Habal Yerusha Sishtei is a din deraisa. It's a machlekes hatanaim and machlekes halacha lemaisa also. What's the difference? Bottom line, what's the difference halacha lemaisa with Habal Yerusha Sishtei is deraisa derabanan? once they made the takana, it works minatar because hefker bez na hefker. So the Gemara says mcheris. The difference is it chozev biyovel. If a bal yerush yisish, there's a din of yerusha. Then whenever you get yerusha, it doesn't go back when it comes yom kippur shel yovel. It is a stei achuza. When the husband gets it, it is a stei achuza. You only get back the yovel if it's a stei mikne and you want to revert back to make it back into a stei achuza. But if a bal yerush yisish, there's only midirabbanan based on hefker bez na hefker. So then the Gemara says it's chozev biyovel. Why is it chozev biyovel? Because it's like mecher. The Ursamech asked an interesting comment. Why is it like Mecher? Should it have been like Matana? Or should it have been like Rab Chaim Moise's case? If Hefke Bezna Hefke, the Bezna was Mafker, and then they said that the husband takes it. So it should be like one who is Mafker than a Chasm. Usually the din is, I can't be Mafker someone else's property, but Bezna does have the right to be Mafker my property. So Bezna was Mafker. When the woman dies, Mikra Din, the Yerusha goes to her children. Mika din deraisa mid the rabbanan. They said hefke according to the Rambam. Paskins like that Tana, and the Chachamim said hefke bezna hefke. We take it away from her children and we makne it to the husband. So that should really be one of a zeichem and a hefke, or maybe we consider it a matana, but the husband doesn't pay for it. So why does the Gemara in Pchoris around Nun, around the Nun's over there? The Gemara says that if a bal yerush yisish is drabanan, then it's like a regular mecha. Why is it like mecha? It should have been like a matana. The husband doesn't pay for it. So the Asamech explains because the Gemara in Ksubis says that all of the takanas drabanan in marriage are all reciprocal. Everything is zeh tachas zeh. So they are mesakin mezainis tachas maisi adeha. Because she gives maisi adeha to the husband, so her husband chuyif to give her mezainis. So the Yerusha also said this, I already forgot what, but the Gemara says that Habal Yerusha Sishta, if you hold Habal Yerusha Sishta is the Rabbanan, so it's a Zeh Tachazeh. There's something that he's Meshubah to the wife in exchange for the fact that he's Zeichet to the Yerusha. So that's why the Gemara considers it Habal Yerusha Sishta. If it's Menat Torah, then it's a Din Yerusha. Then Yerusha is not Chazeres B'yayfal. It is a Stei Achuzeh now. But if Abal Yerush Yisishta is Midirabbanan, then it's only a stay mikna now. And why is it called Mecher? Why shouldn't it be rather Zechem and Ahefker or Matana? So the Yosemech says no, because all the Takanas, Rabbanan, and Nishas are all reciprocal. So everything is a Zeh Tachazeh.
I fell out of the wall.
Everything is Zeh Tachazeh. So therefore it's considered like a Mecher. Thank you. Okay, so again,
mm-hmm.
Oi, what happened? Oh. We're still on? Okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. So Nachama, so there's a din, there's a stachuz and there's a stay mikna. So if I sell a farm and chutz loritz, the Gemara says, karkan chutz loritz is like metaltalim. Because it means metaltalim is not chayzeh b'yovel, so karkal chutzla is not chayzeh b'yovel. That's what it means. The Gemara says karkal chutzla is like metaltalim. The Tur quotes a funny opinion from the days of the Goyim. The ein nishbayim ala karkois only applies to karka and Eretz Yisrael. But in chutzla, if there's a din Torah about karka, so there's a shvur deraisa because the Gemara said karkal chutzla is like metaltalim. So the Tur said that's a joke. What do you mean? That's not what it meant in the Gemara. It means karkal chutzla doesn't have the dinim of chozev b'yovel. Chozev b'yovel, you want it to revert back to become a stei achuza. It shouldn't just remain a stei mikna. But metaltalim, karka chutz loritz is no din of stei achuza, and metaltalim is no din of stei achuza. Okay. So the din is if you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael that was a stei achuza bayu, and you sold it, it's a stei mikna. So the Torah gives an institution of geula. Geula means you revert back to the original state, the way it's supposed to be. Like a person is a free man and then he's sold as an eved ivri or he sold himself as an eved ivri. So there's a din of geula. He can revert back to the way it was supposed to be, revert back to the original position. Where else is geula? Kalali sold sent into geula. So geula will be to revert back to the original state with a beis hamikdash. Geula means a beis hamikdash. To revert back to the state where everything is Bishleimus, all the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael and have a Beis HaMikdash, that's called Geula. So there's a din if you sell, the din is that Ayoras HaMekav HaSchayim and Moshe Yishuv Benun have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's in the Mishnah, the first Perek in Kelim. It says Eser Kedusha Sein. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. All of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Lords. And the first day Chalamot Pesach, he bring the Minchas Omer, and Shavuos he bring the Shtei Alechem, and the Seorim, the barley for the Minchas Omer, or the Chitim, the wheat for the Shtei Alechem, has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. The Gruel Chutz Lord is not acceptable. Any other Mincha you can grow in America, you can take American grain, but the Omer Shtei Alechem has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, Ayoras Hamakaf is a slightly higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That what's the difference? A Mitzvah is not allowed to enter any of the Ayoras Hamakaf is Chaim. So there's another Nafkamina. Not only the Mitzvah is not allowed to enter, and then it says Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than all the other Ayoras Hamakaf is Chaim. You can eat Kochim Kalam there. And then the Harabais has a higher level, and the Azara has a higher level, and so on. All the 10 levels. Esek Kedush, 10 levels in Kedusha Space Amigdosh. All of Eretz Yisrael has the lowest level of Kedusha Beis Hamikdash. Then you go up till you get to the Kodesh HaKadosh and Beit HaBad, and that's the highest level of Kedusha in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ayoras HaMakaf is Chayma not only have a higher level than the rest of Eretz Yisrael with respect to Metzora, is not allowed to enter, also with respect to Geula, that if you sell bias, if you sell an empty lot, the din doesn't apply. But you sell a bias, the bote orichama. You sell a bias in the irham of kepes chama, mos yushua benun. So you can only be goyal. You only have a right to buy back, force the lokeach to sell you back the house toich hashana. If a whole shana tmima goes by and he didn't buy back the house, then the bias is nechlat and the lokeach keeps it. He doesn't have to give it back. So the pasuk says there shana tmima. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. What does that mean? So Rebbe is of the opinion that Shana would mean 12 months in the Jewish calendar. Shana Tmimo, the word Tmimo adds something else on. What does it just say? If a Shana goes by, then it can't be girled by says Shana Tmimo. So the word Tmimo tells you that with respect to this din of Gula, the Bate Arichayma, I sold the house and a year Hamukevus Chamas Yushua Benun. The Shana, the Shia Shana, is not from the day to the day. Let's say I sold the house on Zion Adar, and now it's already Zion Adar at the end of the year. So it's Zion Adar the first day of the year. So it's the first day of the next year already. So Rebbe says, no, since it says Shana Tmima, it means 365 days. The Jewish calendar is 354 days, and the Goyish calendar is 11 days longer. The solar year is 11 days longer. That's why every 3 years we're going to be 33 days off. And you want Pesach should be in Chodesh Aviv, and you want Sukkah should be B'chag HaAsif. And if you're not going to add on Adar Sheni, you're not going to add on a Chodesh Ibur, so the holidays are going to be cockeyed. Every couple of years Pesach will be in the winter time, and every couple of years Pesach will be in the summertime, the spring, the fall, and keep on moving. Because it's always going to be 11 days earlier. So that's what Allah requires. You have to make a Shana Mu'ubaris. So Rebbe says, because it says the phrase by Gula's Batim Bati Arachayma, Shana Tamima, the Shir is 365 days. So the Gemara understands here and in other places as well. One might have thought incorrectly that Rebbe's din is only by Gula's Bati Arachayma. It only says the word Shana Tamima by Bati Arachayma. Gemara says, no. Even with respect, Leshitas Rebbe, we don't pass like Rebbe. The Rebbe was outvoted, or we pass like the Chachamim Maimon. So the Shitas Rebbe, though, not only is it a din over here by Bati Arachayma, Gula's Bati Arachayma, it's 365 days, it's benigeh to Balti Acher also, or benigeh to any other din. Let's say if the din is an animal to be kosher for a korban, has to have a certain age, a par has to be a certain age, an ayal has to be a certain age. So if it says it has to be 2 years old, 3 years old, whatever, 4 years old, 5 years old, so then if the animal was born on Zayin Adar, so you go Zayin Adar. But if it's a din, it has to be 1 year, it's only a din of 1 year, it's not more than 1 year, then Rebbe's Shita applies. Just like it applies to Bal Te'acher, the Brice said before, here, the Brice is on the fifth line from the top. Echad b'chor b'echad kol ha-kotchim, you violate Bal Te'acher if a whole year goes by, even believer golden. If a whole year goes by without Shalosh Begonim, or Shalosh Begonim without a whole year. So three Begonim without a whole year, that's obvious how. It's going to be much less than a year. How can you have a whole year without Shalosh Begonim? That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara answers, if you're old like Rebbe, that whenever there's a din of 1 year, it's not only that pasuk shana tamim, but by batei orichayim megulas batei orichayim. Whenever there's a din that depends on 1 year, then it depends on 365 days. So he again. Again, what was the more explaining? If you have a Shana Mu'beres, yeah. How can you have a whole year and you still don't have Shodo Shogolim? That's impossible. So the Gemara says, no, if it's Shana Mu'beres, so you have 13 months. So instead of 354 days, you're going to have another 29 days. And the year is not up, according to Rebbe Nahamo. Yevaylei bal te'acher. Again, you would violate bal te'acher after 365 days. But it's not yet. But Pesach didn't come yet. Let's say he took a neder. How do you have? He took an edit right after Pesach, the day after Pesach. And then a year goes by, and it's a Shana Mu'beres. So you're going to have,
you don't have Shalosh Shogolim.
So you're not going to have Shalosh Shogolim till 13 months, because it's a Shana Mu'beres. But the year is up already, because according to Rebbe, Pashta says, if you hold like the Chachamim, he was makdish the animal on the 28th day of Nisan, let's say. 28th day of Nisan. So the year is not going to be up till it comes next year, the 28th day of Nisan. So after the year, so it's already Shalosh Shogolim. But if you're all like Rebbe, that whenever there's a din of 1 year, it doesn't depend on the day, on the 28th day of Nisan when he was makdish the animal. It depends on 365 days. So 365 days is going to come before the 28th day of Nisan of next year. You're just adding on 11 days, and I can add on the whole 29 days. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, it's possible to have a whole year without having yet Shalosh Shogolim. If it's a Shana Mu'beres, and the year is up after 365 days, and you don't have to wait till the 28th day of Nisan. Okay. So again, so the why did the Braisa here? The Braisa was on the fifth line from the top. Echad b'chor, it's a tosefta, it says, it's tosefta and echad. Echad b'chor v'echad kol ha-kotshim, you violate bal te'acher, either shana below regolim, or shalosh regolim below shana, whichever one comes first. Why does it single out echad b'chor v'echad kol ha-kotshim? So what's up? There's so many different korbanos. Chata, asar, shemoyla. So Tosef gives pashim shad, lochi nokat b'chor, the second Tosef on the top. Because where did they get this idea? That is bal ta'acher, shalosh shogolim bal ta'acher. That was the psukim in Kiseitze. See, then a lot of shamakach lo sa'acher l'sham. It repeats there, chag ha-matzah, chag ha-shavuz, chag ha-sukkos. So all the tanaim, we're working on the psukim there in Parshas Kiseitze. Where do you come up to say that you violate bal ta'acher shana below regolim? So Tosfos said they got it from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, not in Kiseitze, not Kiseitze, not a lot of shamakach. This is called the pasuk called Abchor in Dvarim Tezvav. So it says Tochlenu Shana B'Shana. So Tochlenu Shana B'Shana means if you don't bring the Abchor within a year, you violate Bal Te'acher. So that's why they got this idea. You can have Shana below Regalim, Regalim below Shana. So the Gemara asked the question: how is it possible to have a whole year goes by and you still don't have the Shalosh Regalim? So they said if it's a Shana Mu'beres and you hold like Rebbe, okay, or if you hold like Rav Shmaya's Brisa, that Atzeres Pamim Hey Pamim Vav Pamim Zayin Nachamo. So he took the neder again. He took the neder Shavuos the first year, 3 years in a row. So Shavuos the first year was Hey Sivan, and he was mafish the korban, or he took the neder and Vav Sivan. So he doesn't violate Bal Te'ach until you have Shalosh Shogolim, namely Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. So it won't be Bal Te'ach until after Shavuos. And then this year, the third year later, Shavuos turns out to be on Zion Sivan. So when it comes Vav Sivan, it's a whole year. The year that he took the net of Vav Sivan was the day after Shavuos, because Shavuos was, hey, Shavuos can fluctuate depending how many days Nisan Iyar are going to have. If they're both Chaser, so Shavuos will be on Zion. If they're both Malay, Shavuos will be on Hay. If it's a normal year, and one is Malay, one is Chaser, like we always have it like that. Nisan is always Malay, and Iyar is always Chaser. But then it's going to be Vav Sivan. So he took the net of Makdush, the carbon, on Vav Sivan, the year that was the day after Shavuos. And then the third year, the next year, not the third year, after Shalosh, three begolim later, Shavuos didn't come yet. Shavuos is going to be on Zion Sivan that year. So when it comes Vav Sivan, it's already a Shana below begolim. It didn't yet have Shavuos. So that's a possibility. You can have Shana below regalim Shavuos. So you have one answer. How can you have Shana below regalim? How is it possible? The whole year went by, you didn't have Shalosh regalim. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rebbe, or if you hold like Rav Shmaya, that Shavuos can be different days of the month, or the Gemara first said another answer. The Guf Echad Bechor, the Gemara, how is it possible? So the Gemara says, if you hold, you need Kisidron, then it's easy. What do you mean Kisidron? You only violate Baal Te'acher if you have Shalosh Regalim Kisidron. So you have to have Pesach Shavuos Sukkah. So what he was mafresh a korban after Pesach. And then it comes Shavuos and Sukkahs, and then Pesach Shavuos Sukkahs. So you need fiber golem. You don't violate Baal Te'acher until you have fiber golem. So then it's possible to wait a whole year and you still don't have Shalosh Regalim. So that's what the Gemara, that was the first answer the Gemara gave. If you hold like Reb Shimon by Yechoy, that you only violate Baal Te'acher, Shalosh Regalim, Kisidron, so you can have Shana without Shalosh Regalim, because he holds the only Shalosh Regalim that count are Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Kisidron. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha, and Rashi gives an answer. Rashi is bothered with Akasha. But according to the Tana Reb Shimon, Itaka, don't violate Baal Te'acher until five regalim. So here it says Shana below regalim. Here it says when it comes the end of the year, you violate Baal Te'acher. And Reb Shimon says you have until he was Magdish the animal after Pesach, in the middle of Pesach, after Pesach, you have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You have a year and a half until you violate Baal Te'acher. And here it says you violate after the year. So Rashi asks the Kasha and he gives the answer. Where's the Rashi? Here. Rashi Dima Maschel. Hey, Nichalaman the boy Kisidim Ashkachas Law. So the last line and a half in Rashi. Rashi writes, with Savalor, this brisa that says you violate Baal Te'acher, Shana below Regalim, holds half like Reb Shimon and a half not like Reb Shimon. Savalor ki Reb Shimon b'chode, palgalei b'chode. Reb Shimon holds that the Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Shana below Regalim. If Reb Shimon would agree to what it says in the brisa of Shana below Regalim, then he wouldn't say you have five Regalim. He can't say it was Magdish the animal after Pesach, as Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. No, it's more than a year already. So Rashi says he holds half, part like Reb Shimon, part not like Reb Shimon. He holds, if there would have been a din of Shalosh Regalim, then it would have been Kisidron. But he holds you violate Baal Te'acher with the Shana. Reb Shimon doesn't hold like that. That's what Rashi says. Not that this Tana identifies with Reb Shimon. He holds a little bit like Reb Shimon. That if he was Magdish the animal before Pesach, so Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, he violates Baal Te'acher after 6.5 months. So he holds like Reb Shimon, you violate Baal Te'acher, Shalosh Regalim, Kisidron, even though it's only 6.5 months. Or if you have 12 months, even though you don't have the Shalosh Regalim, Kisidron, it holds half like Reb Shimon, half not like Reb Shimon. That's where Rashi answers. But it's a problem because it doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says he holds like Reb Shimon. So I saw there's a Sefer Tosfos Yeshanim on Rosh Hashanah. The Tosfos Yeshanim points out the Rashi. Rashi came to answer that kasha. So he says the Rashbam disagreed with Rashi. Rashbam said maybe the Yodim holds 100% like Rashi, 100% like Reb Shimon. But you see that he doesn't hold. He holds that, Reb Shimon holds that you have seven regalim in this case. You have Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So the Tosfos Yeshanim suggests along the lines like we had the Pnei Yeshua in Beitza. Pnei Yeshua distinguished between Omer v'loy Afrish and Afrish v'loy Akrif. So if Omer v'loy Afrish, he thinks then there is no essay of Vavasa Shama v'Haresim Shama. You're over the essay, Rego Rishon, that was the Gemara and Amen Aleph, that's only if you were Mafrish, the Korban already. So then there's a din. Vavasa Shama v'Haresim Shama, you have the Korban, bring it. But if he didn't, if he wasn't Mafrish it yet, then you can't say that he's either Rego Rishon, because the words don't apply. Vavasa Shama v'Haresim Shama has nothing to bring. He wasn't Mafrish it yet. Omer v'loy Afrish, then you have Omer v'loy Afrish, then you don't have regal rishon. Afrish v'loy Akrif, then there's a din of regal rishon. So that's what the Rashbam distinguishes here. That the pasuk that you learn out from Bechor, what did Tosef say again? Echad Bechor. Lochi Naka Bechor. Why does the Brisa, the Tosef Tenechem, why does it pick out Bechor? Chata, Soshim, Oilu, Shlomim, Pesel, so many other Korban. Why did it pick out Echad Bechor? Because the mocker for the whole din of Baal Te'acher, Shana B'lor Regalim is by Bechor. So maybe Bechor, it was born, it's Kodesh Meirechen. True, we pass a mitzvah l'hagdishai. But even if you're not Magdish B'peh, it's still going to be Kodesh Meirechen. So the Rashbam suggests, if it's a Bechor, anything similar, that's like Afrish v'loy Akrib, the Korban is there, standing in front of us. So then there's a din of Shana b'loy Regalim. But if it's Omer v'loy Afrish, then there's no din of Shana b'loy Regalim, then you only violate Baal Te'achem if you have Sholosh Regalim Kisidrum. That's how the Tosef Sushanim quotes the Rashbam, not like Rashi. Rashi says, Sabalek Abose Bechada Palagal Ebechada, not 100%. Okay. I saw this Rasemis tries to give an answer how, but it's not like Rashi, it's not like the Rashbam. He gives some ingenious answer how they don't contradict each other. How it's shaykh to say, Need Shalosh Regalim Kisidra, and he still violate Baal Te'achem at the end of a year. So how does the Tana Reb Shimon say you have 7 Regalim? He gives some other answer, but the Rishonim don't have his answer. Then the Gemara continues. If you hold like Rav Shmaya, then it's also a good answer that Shavuos is sometimes the 5th of Sivan, 6th of Sivan, 6th of Sivan, 7th of Sivan. It's the day after the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. We discussed Sfiras HaOmer is Kaveh Shavuos. So the day after the last day of Sfira is going to be Shavuos. So it's possible to have a Shana B'loi Regolim because Shavuos changes day. Then the Gemara has a comment. Uman Tana de Pala Galei de Rav Shmaya. Who's the Tana who disagrees? There cannot be. What do you mean? You can make sometimes Shavuos the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, depending whether Nis and Ir are both Malay, are they both Choser, or one is Choser, one is Malay? No. Acherim disagree. There's a Tan Acherim, Ein Ben Atzeres, Latzeres, Ein Ben Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, El Dalad Yamin Bovad. Why is Dalad Yamin Bovad? Again, the Jewish calendar year is 354 days, and 354 is divisible by 7, 7 into 35, 5 times, five, 10 times 7 is 70. So 7 times 5 is 35. So 354 days, he divided by 7, so you have 50 weeks and 4 days left over. So whatever day Rosh Hashanah was 1 year, the next year, it'll be 4 days later. Let's say the first year Rosh Hashanah was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if it's Friday, then the next year is going to be Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's always going to be 4 days later because 350, every other month is 13 days. Every other month is 29 days. So you alternate 29-30, 29-30, 29-30. So the different, and you have no right to change it. But Iber Hashana, the Gemara says, Iber Hashana, you have a right to make Hashana Muberes b'pnei Hatzorach. You have some external reason. What's an example? You have an external reason. You have a right to make Shana Muberes external reason. So let's say the following case. The member of the, let's say you have a bezin of 3. L'chatchili you have 7. But the Mikra Din, let's say you made Shana Muberes with a bezin of 3. So one of the members of the Besna has a son who's going to be bar mitzvah that next year. And the kid didn't finish learning his sedra yet. And he wants to postpone the bar mitzvah for a month so the kid will know the sedra better. So we should fire him. We shouldn't allow that character to be a member of the Besna. That's not fair. He decides for all the Jews all over the whole wide world because his kid is not ready for his bar mitzvah yet. But let's say they did like that. So the Gemara learns that from the fact that it says in Parshas Emor, it says three times, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam, and the word Osam is written Chasavov, all three times. So the Gemara says, we interpret it as if it were written Atem. It is written Atem, but you interpret it as if it were read Atem. It's read Osam. What do you mean Atem? Atem Afilu Mutem, Atem Afilu Mizidin, Atem Afilu Shogigim, I forgot already. So the Gemara says, in Kol HaTorah Kula, if the Bezdin, the rabbis made a mistake. Let's say, there's a Shana Kashrus. And then the rabbi said, Mutter. And then he realizes he made a mistake. So he has to call up the Balabas and tell him, I made a mistake. It's really Osir. He said, it's Osir. And he made a mistake. He has to call up and tell him, I made a mistake. It's Mutter. You don't say, since he paskin, so the Psak is valid. From all the mitzvahs of Torah, there's only one din where the Psak is binding, even though it's an error. That's Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashem. That's the problem. The Ramban raises the Kasha. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash and Parsha Shoftim, when the Torah gives the din of Zaka Mamre, it says, "Kipal Memcha Davar Amishpat Beidam Nadam Medin Nadin Dibi Arius Bisharecha." Come to the Elisa Lamach and go ask the Bez Nagoru, and you have to follow. Losasam Aradavar Shegid Lochayam in the small. So Rashi and Chumash quotes the drasha from the Sifrei, "Afilu Imin Shu Small Al Small Shu Imin." Even if you know that the Bez made a mistake, you're obligated to follow the Psak of the Bez. That's how Herman Wook interpreted the Rashi. Herman Wook taught in Yeshiva 2 years, literature. So he said that the theme of his book, The Kain Mutiny, was based on that Rashi and Chumash. His grandfather used to have a shul in the Bronx, down the block where I used to live in the Bronx. My family lived in Pennsylvania, they sent me to stay by my grandparents in New York to go to yeshiva before my bar mitzvah. Because the day school in Philadelphia only went to the fifth grade. So for the sixth grade, I had to go to New York. So Herman Wook's grandfather had a shtiebel down the block in the Bronx. So he misunderstood the posuk that the authority is binding even when it's an error. He said, that's the theme of the Kain Mutiny, that since the captain of the ship is gezocht, whatever, so the sailors are mechuyev to listen, you're not allowed to rebel against the authority, even if the authority made a mistake. So Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah says that that's utterly ridiculous, that the Yerushalmi says in the first Mishnah, and Hurrius, just to reverse, the Mishnah says in Hurrius, if a person knows that the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak, Bez Nagadol said you're allowed to eat certain chametz on Pesach, he knows that they're wrong. Or they said you're allowed to do a certain, he knows that they're wrong, and he followed their Psak, so it says he's not miskaper with the Parhon Babashat Tzibar, he's not allowed to listen to the Bez Nagadol. If you know they made a mistake, you're not allowed to listen. So that's a problem. And so the Yerushalmi says, how do you know you're not allowed to listen? It says, L'sasa yamin esmah, al yamin shul yamin, val smal shul smal. Exactly the opposite from what it says in the Sifrei. Sifrei says, al yamin shul smal, val smal shul yamin. The one and only area in Halacha, from the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, the only one area in Halacha that the Psak is binding, even when it's an error, is Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashanah. Because you have three psukim in Parshas Amor, it says three times, Elam Yadah Hashem Shetikru Osam, and the word Osam is Chasavav. So Yadarshan is if you were reading it Atem. Atem Afilu Mutim. Even if Bez made a mistake. Atem Afilu Mizidim. They know that they're supposed to make a Roshana Pshut, and they changed it. They made a Roshana Muberis because the kid is going to be Bar Mitzvah. So that's scandalous. But they made a Roshana Muberis. Someone bribed them, and they made a Roshana Muberis. Some wealthy person's kid is going to be Bar Mitzvah, and they took a bribe. So the din is that whatever, or let's say false witnesses testified that they saw the moon, and then they declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Then it comes out that it was based on false testimony. The din is it's still Rosh Chodesh. That's a din. Afilu mutim, afilu shogigam, afilu mizidim. But that's the only area of halacha where the psak is binding, even when it's in error. Other areas of halacha, there is no such din. So that's problematic because Rashi quotes the Sifrei. Sounds like the Psak is binding even when error. It doesn't sound like it's only talking about Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashanah. So the Ramban gives a suggestion. He says that a lot of times an expert will, let's say a doctor will tell you a medical fact. And I'm a layman. I never went to medical school. I don't know biology. I never took biology in college or in high school. So to me, it doesn't make any sense. I'll ask Kaka, it's not logical. If this and this, the guy's going to be healthy and this is going to be sick. How can it be? You tell me here. Ask the detectives. You can't ask Kashas in medicine. The Gemara says, by treifus, you can't say zudaim or the zoo. You can't make a kavachayim and treifus. If you break the leg over here, the animal will be a treifer. Break it higher up, it won't be a treifer. You can't ask Kashas in logic. Biology doesn't follow logic. Hilchus treifus doesn't follow logic. So the same thing, halacha doesn't always follow logic. So if the correct girsa, the Ramban thinks that the correct girsa in the Sifrei should be not al yamin shu smol, afilu nirin b'yeinecha al yamin shu smol. Even if the layman thinks that the rabbi's psak doesn't make any sense, the rabbi must have made a mistake. Afilu nirin b'yeinecha, you should have emunas chachamim to assume that the rabbi did not make a mistake. But if you know b'vadai he made a mistake, I marked his exams when he was a student in smicha. And I know that that's where I took off points because he didn't know that answer when he was his Talmud in the yeshiva. He got smicha because he passed with a 65. But the 35% of the material he doesn't know. So now he's paskin again. Now they made him a member of the Bez Nagoro and he's paskinning incorrectly. So if I know that he made a mistake, then you're not allowed to follow him. I feel the near and be enech. Even if you think that he's making a mistake, you should realize that common sense doesn't always win the day when it comes to halacha. Like common sense, plain common logic doesn't always apply by chemistry, physics, or biology. Each discipline has its own system of logic, its own way of thinking. Again, so how do we get involved? Yeah, so the din is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashan is the one area where the psak is chal, even if they made a mistake in arriving at that conclusion. Some Achrenim wanted to say that Tzlach in the end of Brachas has a whole shtickle Torah. So he wants to say that Atem Afilim Zidna, Atem Afilim Shogim, Atem Afilim Mutna only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. So the Minchas Chinuch shows that it's not correct. And he quotes Rashi in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Amor points out Rashi only has 2/3 of the story. Rashi says it says twice. It really says it 3 times. But Rashi, and all 3 times it's spelled Atem, not spelled with a vav, Osam, Shetikra Osam. So Rashi quotes 2/3 of it. The 2 psukim, 1 pasuk goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, 1 pasuk goes on Ibra Hashanah. So you see that both on Kiddush HaChodesh and on Ibra Hashanah, the din Atem Afilim Shogigim applies. So that's a din in. That's a din we assume both in Kiddush HaChodesh and in Ibra Hashanah. Now, so when it comes to Ibra Hashanah, the Gemara says, all the Tanaim agree that it's permissible for the Bezdin to be Ma'aber Hashanah Litzorach, for an extraneous Tzorach. So it's got to be Ma'aber Hashanah because some wealthy Balabos gave him $500,000 to make an Ibra Hashanah because his kid doesn't know his Haftarah yet. So that's not right. That's not permissible. If they made the Ibra Hashanah even for that reason, so the Ibra Hashanah will be chal, and we'll fire him. Next time we won't let him be a member of the Bezdin, we'll kick him out. So that's Atem Afili, even if they did incorrectly. But what does it mean that Bezdin has a right to be Ma'abed Hashanah Litzorech? So Litzorech means an extraneous Tzorech, if it's legitimate. So what's an extraneous Tzorech legitimate? So the Gemara says, let's say, Golis, people who live far away from Eretz Yisrael. So today, how would they come to bring carbon pestle? They go by plane. In the days of the time, they're going to travel on a highway. They didn't have any planes. Let's say they're not coming over the Mediterranean, not coming over the Atlantic. They're going to come from Europe. So they're going to travel. So let's say there were snowstorms. There's still a lot of rain. The highways are not clear. So we hear reports that many, many Jews, the Jews who live far away from Eretz Yisrael started on the trip. They invested a lot of time, effort, energy, money to come to bring Korban Pesach. And then we're going to bring Korban Pesach, Ayud Dalet Nissen, and Er Pesach. So all those people who invested so much time, effort, and energy are going to miss it. So we make Ibra Hashanah because we feel bad for them. There's nothing. The year is perfect. It's going to be springtime. It's going to be Chodesh Aviv, but we're postponing Because of an extraneous consideration. It's not a consideration. The wealthy Balabas's son has to be bar mitzvah. He doesn't have the sedra yet. That's not right. But so many thousands of people invested so much time and money and effort and energy, so we have Rachmanus for them. So Poshim Shad, that's an example of Ibra Hashanah Mipnei HaTzorech, that's permissible. You're allowed to do that, and it's Chal. And then, I think, I already forgot who, there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. What's another example of Ibra Hashanah LeTzorech? So, what's the whole idea in the first place of Ibra Hashanah? Why do you make every 2 or 3 years, you make Hashanah Moberes? Because you want Pesach to be in the Chodesh Aviv, and you want Sukkot to be Chag Osif at the ingathering season. Ingathering season because before the rain starts. The whole summer in Eretz Yisrael, it rarely rains. It'll rain for 2 minutes. When you go visit Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, you don't need a raincoat. You don't need an umbrella. You know, it's just not going to rain. And once in a long while, it'll rain briefly. So the question is, when Bezin is Ma'aber as Hashana, because of it's not yet Chodesh Aviv. It's not yet Chodesh Aviv. It's too early. It's still the middle of the winter. Or they can predict that Sukkot is not yet going to be the Chag HaAsif. Sukkot is going to be in the middle of the summer. It's too early. Then they make Ibra Hashanah. Is that considered an external tzorech? Or do you say no? That's what Ibra Hashanah is all about. That's what Ibra Hashanah is. The Rambam writes that the Jewish calendar is sort of an andragonist. He doesn't use that language. It's sort of an andragonist. He says the months are Chodshei Halavana, the months are lunar months, and the years are solar years. He says the years are solar years. You want Pesach to be Chag Chodesh Aviv, and you want Sukkot to be Chag Osif. So the year is a solar year, and the months are lunar months. The Rambam says, how do you know that the months are lunar months? He quotes the Pasuk that says in Parshas Pinchas, what Musafim you bring Amish Chodesh? So it says, Olas Chodesh b'chodsho l'chodshei Hashanah. So the Rambam says, you see from that Pasuk that the months are lunar months. How do you see from that Pasuk that the months are lunar months? Olas Chodesh b'chodsho l'chodshei Hashanah. So we usually translate, Olas Chodesh b'chodsho. This is the monthly korban, like all the Shabbos b'Shabbat. This is the weekly korban musaf that you bring on Shabbos. This is the monthly korban. So the Targum Onkelos doesn't translate like that. Targum Onkelos writes, this is the musaf that you bring the chidush shel levana. So, Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently the Rambam is assuming that everybody remembers the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk. So he says, from that phrase in the Pasuk, Olas Chodesh B'Chodshoi, we see that the months are Chodshei HaLevana, because you bring the Musa B'Chidush HaLevana, and that the years are solar years, because you want Pesach to be Chodesh HaAviv, and you want Sukkot to be Zman HaAsif. So I think according to the Rambam, where you have Ibra Hashanah for an extraneous Tzorech, we hear the report that thousands of Jews are coming from Chutz La'aretz and they're on the highway and the traffic is slowed down because of the snowstorm, because of the flooding and so on. So that's an extraneous purpose. Or the Tanure Pesach, they have to broil the carbon Pesach. So they have thousands of, every year they have thousands of Tanurim in Yerushalayim because millions of people come to bring the Korban Pesach. And they heard that the Tanurim were destroyed with the rains. There was such terrible rain, and the Tanurim were outside, so they were destroyed by the rain and by the snow. So they have to manufacture more Tanurim. So you postpone Pesach for a month. You put in Odu Sheni in order that we'll be able to have more Tanurim. So that's an extraneous tzorah. Everything, the calendar is fine, but there's an extraneous tzorah. We won't be able to prepare all the Korbanos Pesach. But if they make Ibra Hashanah because of the Chodesh HaAviv, and because that's what Ibra Hashanah is all about, that's not an extraneous tzorech. That's normally what Ibra Hashanah is all about. And I think that's the Rambam. And I think in Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, the first Perek in Sanhedrin, where you have all the dinim, the Ibra Hashanah, Rashi gives that as an example of an extraneous tzorech. that just like Golis Sosha Nekrovim come on all the thousands of people traveling on the highway, the year doesn't really need Ibra Shana. That's an extraneous tzorech. It's going to be Rachmanis on thousands of people. So too, the Tanruy Psochem were destroyed. That's an extraneous tzorech. So even because of Aviv and Tkufa, because of Chadusha Aviv, because of the Chag HaAsif, that's an extraneous tzorech. So the Brisker Rav explained, why is that an extraneous tzorech? Rashi apparently held that there is, not like the Rambam, not that the Jewish calendar is a hybrid, that the months are lunar months and the year is a solar year. The year is a lunar year also. It's an extraneous tzorech. You want Yontav Pesach to be Chodesh Aviv. That's a tzorech for Pesach, but it's not a tzorech in the year. The calendar year is fine without that. There's nothing wrong if nothing wrong with the calendaric year if all the tkufas are all kakai. It'll be an incomplete Pesach. So that's also, Rashi considers that as an outside tzorech. So if it's a really outside tzorech, the kid is not prepared for his bar mitzvah. That's not right. If you made Ibra Shana for that, it'll be chal. But that's not right. We'll fire the dayan who does like that. If it's an external tzorech because of the Golus Yisrael Shenekrim Kamam, that's a tzorech, and you're allowed to be Ma'abad Hashana for that tzorech. And if it's a tzorech of, we want Pesach to be Chodesh Aviv, Mesukkah to be Chag HaAsif, that's a machlokes, the Brisker Rav points out in the Sefer, on Rosh Hashanah, that's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, is that considered, the Rambam holds, that's not an extraneous tzorech. That's what Ibra Shana is all about, that the year should be a solar year, and the month should be a lunar month. And Rashi holds there is no such thing that the year is supposed to be solar year. That's an extraneous tzorech. You want to celebrate Pesach b'shlei Musa, so it should be Chodesh Aviv. It's a tzorech for the Yontav of Sukkah. So Sukkah should be Chag HaAsif, but it's not an intrinsic tzorech of the year. So now the Gemara has a machlokes hatanan. This they all agree. You're permitted to make Ibra Shana for an extraneous tzorech. That's permissible l'chatchila. We allow it. What about Kiddush HaChodesh? So Acherim are of the opinion that they're not allowed to rig the calendar. Every other month should be 30 days, every month should be 29 days, because the Molad Halvan is 20, Chavtas Yom Yud Beshoas Tash Tzag Chalokim. So every other month should be 30 days, every other month should be 29 days. But I'd rather not have Yom Kippur fall out on Friday or Sunday, because then you're going to have 2 days in a row where you can't bury any mason. Or Mishum Yarkaya, Mishum Yesaya. The Gemara has. So we rig, and we don't want Hashanah Rabbah to pull out on Shabbos, because then we can't fulfill the minig. You don't shake Dalad Minim on Shabbos. So if you don't shake Dalad Minim on Shabbos, you have another 6 days you're going to take the Dalad Minim, all 7 days of Sukkot. Minatar is only the first day Sukkot, and 7 days is only Bamigdash. Lulam nita bamigdush kol shiva. Bamedina, it's only a mechad and midraban, hiskin, rabbicham, and zakai, that you shake the lulav and the esrog all 7 days. So if you don't, 1 day will be Shabbos, the world doesn't come to an end, shake the lulav the other 6 days. But Hashanah Rabbah, kapay shinas, so Hashanah Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, then you'll just be missing the minig devim. So they wanted so much to do the minig devim, so they rigged the calendar that Hashanah Rabbah never falls out on Shabbos. So we have a klal lo adu rosh. Rosh Hashanah never falls out, Alev Dalev Vav, never falls out on Sunday, on Wednesday, or on Friday. Because of these two considerations. You don't want Hashanah Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos. You don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Friday or Sunday. In the original, in some Kabbalah Swarm, they write, when the Rebbe Shlom created the world, so Rosh Hashanah was the day Adam Rishon was created. On the sixth day of Sheshet Meibes, the first 5 days were prehistoric because there was nobody there. The Rebbe Shlom was there. The Malachim were there. But the first day were no Malachim either. After the Rebbe Shlom created Malachim, so they were Malachim, but there were no human beings. So the first 5 days are prehistoric. So when we say, V'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam means the fifth day of creation was Rosh Hashanah. The sixth day of creation. First 5 days were the last 5 days in Elul. And then the sixth day of Sheshet Tzmei Bereishis was the day Adam Rishon was created. That was Rosh Hashanah. So that was Friday. And the seventh day was Shabbos. So the original, when the world was created, Rosh Hashanah was on Friday. So the Mekubalim write that we live in an incomplete, imperfect world. You don't need any riots for that. You look who's the president of the United States and who's running against him. So it's obvious that the world is not perfect. A lot of things missing in this world. But so if the world would have been perfect, Rosh Hashanah would always fall out on a Friday. That was Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Rosh Hashanah was Friday. But us never falls out on a Friday. We have this system. Lo Yadu Rosh. In other words, we rig the Kiddush HaChodesh so that you have the right to rig the Ibar Hashanah that everybody agrees. That's Ibar Hashanah Letzorech. Call it Tzitzos Shenekrim Kaiman Taner Psochim that got ruined in the rain and the snow. So that everybody agrees. You can do Ibar Hashanah Letzorech. Is it permissible to do Kiddush HaChodesh Letzorech? We know the Edom are going to come today and they're going to say they saw the Levana. We have political reason. We don't want to make today Rosh Chodesh. Because then Yom Kippur is going to be on Friday or Sunday, or Hoshana Rabbah is going to be on Shabbat. We don't want that. So we postpone Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow. That's for other, that's Tzorech, that's outside Tzorech. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So this Tana, Rav Shmaya says, Shavuos will sometimes be the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th of Sivan, depending whether Nisan Nir are both Mali or both Chos, and one is Mali, one is Chos. What do you mean? You have a right to make whatever you want. So he holds, yeah. Just like you can do Ibar Hashanah Letzorech, so we can do Kiddush HaChodesh Letzorech. We can rig the calendar. And Acherim disagreed. They hold that's not right. Ibar Hashanah Letzorech, that we have a tradition, you can. Kiddush HaChodesh Letzorech, that's not right. So that's a machloikah. So the Gemara says, Mam Tana DePalagalei Rav Shmaya, who's the Tana who disagrees? That you're not allowed to rig the calendar. You can't have Shavuos sometimes fall out 5, 6, 7. You can't have sometimes Nisan Nir, both going to be Mole, both going to be Chasa. Always has to be Echad Mole, Echad Chasa. So that's a machlek. Acherim hold like that. Amen. Rashana, Dala Yom Levad.
Avi.
Yeah.
What about the fact that there's Edom that come in and testify about the new moon? Or how does that fit into this machlokes?
So we just tell them, please don't bother. We're not going to listen to you anyway. Don't bother coming. The office is closed. We're not going to accept the Kiddush HaChodesh.
According to Acherim, we never accepted the Edom?
No, Acherim hold you always accept. You always have to make 29:30, 29:30. You're not allowed to, never allowed to divert. So you can't have these, you can't have a rule, Lo Yadu Rosh. You can't have such a rule. It always has to be 29:30, 29:30. You can't change it. But we don't pass on like that. We pass, and we do have the rule. We do have Lo Adu Rosh.
Yeah. So why do you need the Edom?
No, that's Lechatchila. More correct is to do Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Edom. And if you can't have Edom, then you do Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Cheshbon. We know when Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be. So even though the Edom didn't come, it will declare the day as Rosh Chodesh anyway.
Like this week, Moed is Monday, Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday.
Yeah, the Moed is Monday and Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday. Yeah, so we totally ignore the Moed. Yeah. Yeah, that is a problem, though. That is a problem because the Rambam explains in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh what is the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh all about? Why do you make the second day is the first of the month? Let's say someone gets married on the 30th day of Nisan. So what do you write in the Ksuba? So you write, Yom Shloshim V'Chodesh Nisan V'Shehu Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But it's really the 30th day of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is tomorrow. So why do you have why do you have the first day of Rosh Chodesh? The first of the month is the second. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of the previous month. So why do we call it Rosh Chodesh? Some Rishonim say it's only a minig. Others say it's a din de Rabbanan. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says it's only the Rabbanan. And others say there's a long Sefer HaMitzvahs on Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah. So the Ramban writes, I think that is the Rabban, and others write that is many. The Rambam sounds like a whole that is their isis. The Netziv in his commentary on Chumash seems to assume like that. That according to the Rambam, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is also their isis. But he said, you don't bring the Musafim. Because it says Beferish in the Tosef, the Tosef is going to be coming up another daf or two. So Tosis quotes it Tosefta somewhere over here. Here, it's on Tosis on Ches on the base, Achodesh Miskasebo. So Tosis quotes a Tosefta in Shavuos that says, Beferish, how many Sivri Rosh Chodesh are there in the course of the year? either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Mubaris, you're going to have 13 Rosh Hashanah. If it's Shana Pshut, you're going to have 12 Rosh Hashanah. So you have, there's only one Soy Rosh Chodesh every month. Why? If 2 days Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, so how come you don't bring, we say Daven Musaf, we Daven Musaf on both days. So if you Daven Musaf on both days, doesn't it mean that the 2 days Rosh Chodesh bring all the Musafim? So apparently the Rambam, if you hold the 2 days Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, why don't you bring Musaf? If it's only the Rabbana, only a Minig, of course you don't bring Musafim because of a Minig. So why do we Daven Musaf? It's a good question. But if you hold that is Daraisa, why don't you bring the Musafim? So then it's even his commentary on Chumash, has a suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik said it over. I don't remember if he said it at the name of the tziv. He said the Rambam alluded to that Targum Onkelos on the pasuk Olas Chodesh B'Chodshoi. He don't translate it. This is the monthly musaf that you bring every month on Rosh Chodesh. Olas Chodesh B'Chidush Shalavana. So he said when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you only bring the carbon on the day on which you have Chidush Shalavana, on the day on which the molad falls out. So there, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, what is the 2 days Rosh Chodesh all about? He says, if the Molad Havana falls out on Monday, we have a political reason why we don't want to make Monday Rosh Chodesh, we want to make Tuesday Rosh Chodesh, but Monday should have been Rosh Chodesh, so we make both days Rosh Chodesh. As far as the day of the month, we say Tuesday is the first day of the month, but we say Monday also has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh because it's after the Molad Havana. So that's a problem. What if the Molad is Monday? We make Rosh Chodesh on Wednesday. So why do we make Monday Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we make Monday? We should make 3 days Rosh Chodesh. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have a political reason. We're going to rig it so we want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on the right day. So we can't make Monday or Tuesday Rosh Chodesh. So make Wednesday Rosh Chodesh. What are we making? What are we making Monday and Tuesday? What do we gain by making Monday and Tuesday? That's a problem. That's an issue. What is it all about? Okay, so getting back again. So it's a machlokes hatanoim. Rav Shmaya says the way we assume, we rig the calendar. We have lo yadu rosh, lo badu pesach. Rosh Hashanah never falls out. Aleph dalavav. We rig the calendar, so we hold that you give me ma'abed chodesh. The tzara for an extraneous tzara. Like saying, we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Friday or Sunday. We don't want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbat. That's a totally extraneous tzara. And the first one, Rav Shmaya holds like that. And Acherim hold, you're never allowed to rig the calendar. Yeah. The question is, we have the klal lo yadu rosh. The Rambam writes, that's only today that we follow the Kiddush HaChodesh Api. When they had Kiddush HaChodesh Api Ariyah, the Rambam holds that that's the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So then it's not right to rig the calendar. Then you shouldn't have these klolim. You shouldn't have Ibar HaChodesh Letzorach. We only permit Ibar HaChodesh Letzorach because the Kiddush HaChodesh, the whole system of Kriyas Aloha is incomplete anyway. It's only Api HaChodesh now. So it's not Bishlei Musa. So then you allow it. Others disagree with the Rambam. That's what the Rambam writes. The Manshe Kiddush Api Ariyah, they didn't have these klolim. Okay, then the Gemara has the Shaila. By Rav Zera, Yerush Ma'abal Tiacher, does he violate? He didn't take the netter. The Parsha starts on Kisida Nana Sham Lakach Lo Sacha the Shalmai. Well, hold on, no, he didn't take the netter. Dilma Vosha Sham Lakach Lo Shama, the Gemara says Toshma. We learn that from the Drosha and the Pasik that there's no Bal Tiacher by the Yerush, only by the original person. Then by Rav Zera, where the women have a din of Bal Tiacher, because the women are not Mukhiv to be able to regular Yerok called Zuchurcha. So maybe the women are not obligated. Maybe they don't have to observe the din of Bal Tiacher. Or maybe since Bein Kavakah they mechuyev to be ola regular in order to fulfill Simcha, so then it does apply to them. So Abaye said, "What's the difference? Bottom line, they have to come." Abaye himself doesn't hold like that. Abaye himself holds isha by the mesamcha, but the ledvarav shel Rav Zera he said like that. Okay, that we already discussed. Okay, Blineta tomorrow. We'll continue. The bottom Taisus is an important Taisus. They quote the Gemara in Psachim Ayin Aleph, the last three lines, the last four words, and the Bina Tzvecha B'Shah Simcha. We don't pass like that. We pass you don't need. So we'll discuss tomorrow there's a Gemara in the third Perek and Moed Katan, Perek Elam Gachan, has all the dinim of Avela. So the Perek has, the first statement in the Perek is, how do you know that one doesn't observe Avela's Barego? So the Gemara gives an explanation. Asi Esed the Rabbin, Vedochi Esed the Yochid. Simchas Yontav is Esed the Rabbin. The whole Klal Yisrael observes Simchas Yontav. And Avela's is Esed the Yochid. And Avela's and Simchas are tied to this Asri. So when you have a steer between two mitzvahs, how do you know which mitzvah to observe? So we have to figure out rules and regulations. So one of the klolim is, if there's an essay derabim, all of klol Yisrael is mechuyev, and I happen to have an essay derabim that contradicts the essay derabim. So the essay derabim wins. So there's an important tesis. We'll start tomorrow with that tesis. That's relevant to the bottom tesis. And then we'll continue. The next line of the Gemara we did already, Hobitam Hobbalmum, the top line on Zion and Aleph. But then after that, we'll continue. It's all cheerful Gemara here. Okay? Have a nice day. Yes?
You started to say the Tzlach in the end, the Brochus. I had to switch out from it. Did you finish that?
The Tzlach thinks that the Din Atem Afila Mezidin only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh.
All of it.
To Yibra Hashana. And he has the Gemara in Sanhedrin to back it up. And the Menhaschina says, how can he say that? Rashi on Chumash on Parshas Amor contradicts it. Rashi quotes part of the Torah's Kohan and doesn't quote the whole thing.
That's true.
One pasuk goes and says it twice. It really says it three times. Rashi quotes half a part of the Torah's Kohan. Once it says in Akedah Shacharish, one says in Yibra Hashan, and both of them are Atem Afilu Mutim. So he says that that's against the Tzlach. How can the Tzlach argue with the Torah's Kohan? Unless it says Machloek Satanam stamps it for Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. The other Tanaim this guy, he said, it doesn't go for that. It doesn't like that. What do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? That's the guy. The Gemara Sanhedrin is mashma that by Yibra Hashana made an error. It's not chal. So I'm so late. She gave a knockout Terence. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay.
There was such thing called Musaf and Atnai. They didn't know when Shchodesh is and Eden came late. They didn't know such a thing.
Tosis raises the question. The Gemara tells that once, on one occasion, the Eidim didn't come till late in the day, and they already brought the Tamash al Bein Abayin, and they said the Shir Shal Yom for a regular weekday. They didn't say the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Chodesh. So Tosis says, so they made a takana that you don't accept the Eidim if they come in Amincha L'mayla. If the Eidim come late in the afternoon, after the Tamash al Bein Abayin was brought already, you don't accept the Eidim. So Tosis asks, why is the Gemara just worried about the Shir Shal Yom? What about the Musafim? After they brought the Tamash al Bein Abayim already, so they can't bring the Musafim. So Tosfos has a suggestion. If they think that maybe the Eidim will come, maybe they should bring the Musafim before the Tamash al Bein Abayim ala Tanai. Maybe they should say, if the Eidim come and it turns out that we're going to make it Rosh Chodesh, they should be the Musafim for Rosh Chodesh. And if the Eidim come, they should be an Adovim. So Tosfos entertained such a possibility. Maybe they, if the Eidim wouldn't come till late in the afternoon, maybe they would bring the Musafim Allah tonight. But then they say, they don't think that that's correct.
What do you mean it's called Kedri B'Shir? What does it mean? We have the same Shusha Yom, B'Shchoydesh, Yonte. What does it mean it's called Kedri B'Shir? What does it mean?
On B'Shchoydesh, he's supposed to say a Shir B'Chenavshi, the Levim.
B'Chenavshi, that's Shusha Yom?
Yeah. So they didn't know that it was Rosh Chodesh, so the Levim sang the regular Shir, whatever day of the week it was. They say the weekday Shir. So the Gemara said that was a tragedy. Either they didn't say Shir at all, or they said the weekday Shir. They didn't say Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos says, what's the great tragedy? The din is the Kavanas HaKasha, even if you didn't sing the Shir Shal Yom at all. So if you sang the wrong Shir Shal Yom, the Kavanas HaKasha anyway. But here, if they already brought the Tam Shal Ben Abba, you can't bring them yourself him at all. Isn't that a bigger kilkel? Whether they just worried about the wrong Shir Shal Yom, or they said no Shir Shal Yom. They didn't bring the Musafim at all. So that's what Taisa discusses. What did they do with the Musafim? What are they only worried about the Shir Shal Yom? Yeah?
I thought we learned that even though the Chachila is supposed to bring everything after the Karban Tumid in the morning and before the Karban Abayin Arbayin, that we learned that the other would be good even if it's brought after.
Right, that's what Tosfos says, that if they'll declare today as Rosh Chodesh, and it's still before the Shkiyah, so even though they already brought the Tamash al Bein Abayim, you can bring the Musafim after, right? You can bring the Musafim after. In fact, the Gemara says that let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and the person didn't daven Mincha, and he didn't daven Musaf, and he doesn't have, there's no minion around, he's all by himself. And he has to daven Mincha, and he has to daven Musaf. And as far as he's concerned, he can daven both now. you could daven first mincha, then musaf, you could daven first musaf, then mincha. So which should you do first? So the Gemara says you daven mincha first because Torah b'sheinu Torah, Torah kodem. Mincha you daven every day. Musaf is only once in a long while. Shabbos, yantav, mishchodesh, chol hamoed. So the achrayim raise an issue, but the tefillos are supposed to correspond to the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, the tamash shel bein habayim, is supposed to be the last thing in the day. So why do you daven mincha before musaf in the Beis Hamikdash? You wouldn't do that. So the Chazon Ish has a small paragraph in his sefer on Chelek Arachayim. He says he thinks in the Beis Hamikdash if it will be afternoon and it's time to bring the Tamid, and they didn't bring the Musafim yet, he thinks that's the din in the Beis Hamikdash, that we bring the Tamash or Ben Abai first, and then bring the Musafim after. And that's why by us, the davening corresponds to what they would have done in the Beis Hamikdash also. He said, Beis Hamikdash, they would have brought the Tamash or Ben Abai first, because Torah B'Sheinu Torah, and brought the Musafim later. Either din Aleh Hashlem Kala Kabanis Kula, the Mark calls it Esei the Hashlama. You're not supposed to bring any karbanos after the Tamash of Bein Abayim. So the Chazon Ish has a chiddush. He thinks based on this Gemara and Brachas that Yedavim Mincha first, he thinks that the rule of Torah V'Sheinu Torah takes precedence to the rule of Esed D'Hashlam. It's a very big chiddush. I thought the Pashtus is certainly not so. The Pashtus is that in the Beis Hamikdash, I thought you would certainly bring the Musafim first and then save the Tamash of Bein Abayim to be list. Chazon Ish says not so. I don't know.
Could be it's not
miyakev, that's a leho. Yeah, Tesis holds it's not miyakev. The Yevid, if you put the musaf after the tamshalbein, it'll be kosher. But lachatchila, what happened to the esed hashlama? So the Chazon Ish thinks that Torah v'sheinu Torah takes precedence to the esed hashlama. It's a big chiddush. I think other rachmanim assume not so. Okay, Linetta, tomorrow we will continue.
Abi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The top toast of the Dav Zion says that by Bechoros, so when we say Baal Ta'acher, we're referring to the Kohen eating the Bechoros, not referring to giving to the Kohen.
Yeah.
So and then Tosa says on Dav Vav and Beis, the one that Rabbi quoted today, that we learn all other Karbanos from Bechoros, that also Baal Ta'acher applies to Hashana. Yeah. But all the Baal Ta'acher by other Karbanos is referring to bringing the Karbanos. So how do you learn one from the other?
That's a good kasha. How do you interpret Shana v'Shana? It goes on eating a Balmum. Even if the Kohen, the Bchor Be'matar is a Matas Kuna, even if it's a Balmum and you can't be Makrev, you don't have to be said. Two Karbanos, when they get a Mum Kavua, you don't have to be put as Bchor or Maisa Be'ma. It gets a Mum Kavua, then you Shech the Chutzlam, but you have to give it to the Kohen. So the din is the Kohen, even though he's not eating a B'taris Karban, he's eating a B'taris Chudim, B'taris Psulam G'doshim, he's still supposed to eat a Toch Shnasa. So that phrase, Shana b'Shana b'Shana, where is that pasuk in Dvarim Tezvav in Re'ei? Chol apchor shevan. Shana b'Shana goes lachatchila d'zman achila. Then it goes on Baal Ta'acher. It goes on two totally different things, unrelated things. How can it be? I don't know. That's a very strong question. It's bothering me too. I don't know. Good. Good question. Write it down. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow, Belinetta. Okay.